Hi folks, Nathan Pierce here with Family Protection Ministries. I want to go into a few things during this break in our legislative cycle here in Sacramento. I want to be talking with you about reflecting on a few things that can really help us to think rightly about our government, our leaders, and how God calls us to pray for them. How do we do that? I also want to get into today a little bit of a teaser of we have this event coming up in San Diego, and I want to encourage you to participate that, whether in person or whether you're not able to be there, and you can be praying for our event as it as we get closer to the event and as we have the event happening. I pray that you would be considering how you might be involved yourself. So let's go ahead and get into it. Welcome to The Frontline with FPM, where we talk about California politics, homeschool freedom, parental rights, and the family. I'm your host, Nathan Pierce, and thanks for joining us today. Let's jump right in and see what's going on here on The Frontline. All right, folks, I want to start out with praying for our leaders. As you know, we've talked quite a bit about how to pray for leaders, who to pray for. I want to mention a couple of things that have been happening in the news recently that you're aware of, I'm sure, but to take those events and really grab hold of our command to pray for our leaders. As we know, God has commanded us to pray for leaders. He's commanded us to pray for lots of things, but he specifically has commanded us to pray for our leaders, those in authority over us. And as we know that God's also given instruction about what the role of government is, we can be praying for our leaders to fulfill their obligations, to fulfill their call to pursue making government do what it is supposed to do. And so let us consider these as we go into some of the things that have been in the news lately. Let's start with President Trump, former President Trump, who is running for re-election and has been recently shot at a campaign rally event. As you know, that has been under investigation with many people involved in looking into what all happened there. First of all, I want to point out we need to be praying for our leaders, and including those that may not even be holding public office now but are considered and are active leaders of our country, and that would include President Donald Trump. So we need to be praying for him. We need to be praying for his family. We need to be praying for his courage and for his clarity of mind. For anything else that you would be praying for, any of the other leaders, I would encourage you to check out our article on prayer and how to pray for your political leaders, and pray for these things for President Donald Trump. Pray for him for wisdom, for humility. Pray for him that he would have clear thinking as he makes decisions about things. Pray for his family, for protection. Some of these things may mean something different to us now than the last time we considered how to pray for our leaders, but we need to continue to pray for our leaders. We need to also be praying for President Biden, for Vice President Harris, and for the various people that are working for both of them, as well as the people that are working for President Donald Trump. We need to also be praying for those leaders in the various states, as well as specifically our state of California here, where we have a lot going on as well. And that leads me to our governor here in California, Governor Newsom. We need to be praying for him. We need to pray for him to have wisdom. We need to pray for him to have a desire to fulfill the role, the biblical role of government, that he would drive government to do what it's supposed to be doing and not drive government to do what it's not supposed to be doing. We've seen that, as we mentioned last week, that AB 1955 passed. This is a bill that goes in a direction that is not following the biblical role of government, and it's mixed up in a whole bunch of things that are already not following the role of government. So it's kind of a mess, And we need to be praying for wisdom and for clarity in the midst of these messes that exist in our government. It's hard many times for our government leaders to make sense of taking a government that's already doing things that aren't appropriate for government, for civil government to be doing, and try to use wisdom in making decisions about bills and votes on bills that change aspects of that broken system, that system that's governing in a way that's already inappropriate. So we need to be praying for wisdom for them, praying for courage for them to stand up and do what's right, but also praying for them that they would have a willingness to go the extra mile, to do the extra research needed for them to have an informed understanding of the issue so that they can do what's right, so that they can know what's right, and so that they can make decisions that are based on what is right. But all of that presumes that they would be able to know what is right. And what for people to understand what's right, they have to acknowledge that there is a right. And that is one of the problems that our culture faces today and our leaders face, the concept that there is truth. You know, there's a lot of organizations that have, you know, their mission statements, many that have a statement of belief, a statement of faith, perhaps. There are many statements of faith, many statements of beliefs, many that go back generations and centuries. There are confessions, the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed, other confessions and creeds and statements of belief that have gone for hundreds of years for the purpose of expressing what truths are being held to, what beliefs are being held by the people that hold to these statements or creeds or systems of belief. And those statements, these writings, go back to Scripture as, you know, and include Scripture as something to believe in as truth. And if all of these different statements, and not all do for sure, but many statements point back to the Bible as their foundation, as they should. The Bible is God's word to us, and it is reliable and sure, so we can look to it as a foundation for truth, as we can use it to understand the mind of God, who is ultimate truth. And when we look at all of these things, it can seem like, well, there's so many different ways to look at truth. And then we look at our culture, who says there is no truth. We have to have something that can tell us at a fundamental, foundational level what is something that is true that we can base any kind of decision on. Without that, we have no right and wrong. We have no basis for saying that there's a right decision in any situation. And so we need to be reminded of that. And we need to encourage people, including our leaders, to point to something solid. And that something solid is Scripture, is God, is the creator of the universe. We know that when we are educating our children, bringing them up, we don't just want to bring them face to face with the universe. That is a very limited education to bring them face to face with the universe. We want to bring our children face to face with the creator of the universe. Yes, the universe is amazing to study, but the creator of the universe is so much more than that, and you can understand the creation so much better and so much broader if you understand the creator who made it. So as you think about how you want to bring up your children with a respect for the creator and a love for the creator, and to appreciate the universe in light of its creator, let's pray that our leaders of our country would appreciate the creator of the universe as they try to navigate these decisions about how to govern the universe or their small piece of it, so that they can be basing their decisions about governance on truth that comes from the creator of the universe. You know, God doesn't have any of these situations where he doesn't know what to do or what the right thing is, because he's the father of truth. He owns truth. He is truth. So while we pray for our leaders, let's pray that they would look to truth and stand on truth and look to God, who is truth, and get their answers from that and not from some wishy-washy, ever-changing idea that comes from the culture. It can be easy for legislators and presidents and candidates to base their decisions about things on whatever the people want so that they can get elected or reelected, whatever the case may be. And so we need to look at that and be aware of that and encourage them and pray for them that they would base their decisions on wisdom from above, not on wisdom from the world that changes with whichever way the wind is blowing at the time. So let's pray for our leaders that they would base their decisions on truth. And that leads me to this next point, which is we need to engage in helping our legislators make right decisions. And sometimes that can be scary, but we do need to be engaged with our leaders in letting them know that we're praying for them, but also letting them know that we care about the issues that they're voting on. We should be telling them, hey, I don't agree with your position on this. I would encourage you to consider these points and vote a different way next time. Or when there's another thing coming up, give them enough time to consider your viewpoint by getting your information to them sooner rather than later. And by that, I mean, call them and let them know that you care about this issue and what your viewpoint is. Visit their local office that is near you and let them know that you care about them and that you are praying for them and that you have a perspective on whatever it is that you care about. If you don't have any particular concern in mind at the moment, go and visit them anyway and establish a relationship with someone in that local office. It could be an intern. It could be a secretary. It could be a district manager. But connect with someone, because that will open the door to future relationship that will make a difference. A difference that you can make certainly more than I can, because I can't be everywhere at once. And I don't live in your district with you. So certainly you can make a difference by building those relationships, visiting a local district office, and we are going through a major push right now to try to get people to visit local district offices. So definitely connect with us, use the link below or on our website to make sure that you can engage with us and make a difference. We provide simple information to help you make that first step and reach out to your local legislator's district office. It can really have a profound impact on your freedom and the freedom of your family for generations to come. So there's every reason to engage now. We have a website, we have a video on our website with a presentation on why you should engage and how you can engage. And I would encourage you to check that out. It makes it simple. You really just need three things. You need to be willing. You need to be willing to take this responsibility and run with it. Go visit a district office. It's not hard. So you just first have to be willing. You have to be wise. God tells us that we should be wise, and that if we lack wisdom, if anyone lacks wisdom, we can ask God and he will provide that wisdom. And thirdly, we need to be winsome. We need to be gentle in our speech. We need to be eager to capture someone's attention and have a loving attitude about it, because that way we season our speech and we can make people want to listen to what we have to say. If we are peaceable in the way we speak, if we are loving with our tone and how we speak to them, we will make people want to hear what we have to say. So with that, I just hope that you will be able to be with us in San Diego, either in the flesh or in spirit, praying for us. And hopefully over the next few weeks, you'll be considering how you can participate with us at Family Protection Ministries to preserve the freedom of the family in the state of California, and particularly the freedom to homeschool in California and across this country, that we can preserve these freedoms for our children and for future generations to come. So you can connect with us on our website at fpmca.org. You can donate at fpmca.org/give, and you can check out what's going on the Bill Tracker on our website at fpmca.org/Bill Tracker. Currently, the legislature is on recess, but they'll be back before you know it. So stay tuned for updates. Talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Front Line with FPM. For more information about the topics we discuss here, check out Family Protection Ministries at fpmca.org and subscribe to our channel.